The bill contains 97 clauses and has been arranged in line with the various stages of petroleum activity. Unlike the current dispensation, where petroleum rights are granted exploration and production companies through direct negotiations, the new bill provides for a competitive tendering process in the award of petroleum blocks. According to the chairman of the committee, the passage of the bill will significantly assist the country in maximizing benefits from its petroleum resources. Alhaji Amadou Sorogo chairs the Mines and Energy Committee.
The committee noted that the passage of the bill will significantly assist the country in maximizing benefits from its petroleum resources. This is because, Mr. Speaker, the bill introduces new fiscal elements in addition to those specified under Section 19 and 20 of the PNDC Law 84. Mr. Speaker, the bill further seeks to increase the minimum carried interest of the state in every petroleum activity from the present 10% to 15%.
Clauses 85 and 89 provide for new fiscal regime, which includes bonus payment. The ranking member on the Mines and Energy Committee is Katie Hammond.
Let's put it on record. There's so much talk about this particular bill that it seems to be the most excellent piece of legislation on earth. Mr. Speaker, there's so much talk in the public about the procedures preceding the introduction of this bill in Parliament. Yes, this bill has a few new developed here and there, opens up a few things. Let there be no doubt that at the time that the MPP administration, at the time that PNDC one was going through the process of trying to see if there was some hydrocarbons in our territories, which was inherited by the Kufuor administration, and in the end, Mr. Speaker, led to the discovery of oil in Ghana. Mr. Speaker, the system was not that bad.